The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
We must reach the church before the ceremony is done, and it has recruited another soldier to his army of the plague.
Plague?
Okashnik bring disease. He bring plague. He bring the black death. Only those who bear his mark are immune to it. They are his beasts.
The bayous of Louisiana, steeped in magic and the supernatural, are the new epicenter of a dark, age-old evil. Here, the horrors of a long-lost world are being resurrected into a living nightmare, unleashing a pestilence that may destroy hybrid and human alike.
A virulent disease is sweeping through my territories. If it spreads outward with our diminished autoimmune systems and this treatment facility in ruins, the Nine Barons will perish. We of the hybrid dynasty are doomed if we do not seek outside aid. If necessary, we must circumvent the oligarchy altogether and find other allies.
It's the Black Death. Sure enough.
You've got the plague.
All of us have it. But it won't kill us.
Why not?
Ukashnik kissed us. Immunized us.
You want to explain me? Is that it? And therefore diminish what I am? Or what you fear me to be?
And what is that?
A vampire.
He is Ukashnik, a creature who has never died. He woos all the darkness within the human soul like a lover. He is the king of the shadowy hordes that revel among the tombs of the ancient dead when night veils the swamps and the rats crawl among the offal. Those he kisses live forevermore in the darkness of the spirit.
Kiss me and live forever.
Cain, Grant, and Bridget Baptiste join with a voodoo priestess to battle primordial fear and destroy one of the most ancient of evils in Outlanders number 13, Shadow Scourge. Now in graphic audio.
And now, for our feature presentation.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Oh, shit.
I agree.
Mr. Roxon, is there nothing we can use to see through this fog?
No, Sharansky. We're just gonna have to make our way through. Let's keep going, men.
It's been 2 days, Rock.
I know.
And with all this fog, we haven't been able to get our bearings.
I know.
Admit it, Rock. We're lost.
Everybody stop. We are here for a reason, men. And that reason is to make contact with the surfcombers by the Pacific Ocean. They know of a weapon, men, with untold destructive power. We all know that not everybody's been happy about the recent peace accord, and that there are splinter groups that would like nothing more than to destroy every last American rebel. And from what we know, if they get a hold of this thing, they could very well do it. It's up to us to make sure that doesn't happen. So I've heard enough bitching about this fucking fog to last the whole trip. If anybody has anything constructive to add, please do so. But if all you're gonna do is complain like 12-year-olds, I'm about ready to send you all back to Century City right now and do this myself. Am I understood?
Rock, did you hear that?
Yeah. Everybody, watch out for...
Earthquake!
Everybody, keep close to the ground.
What if a split opens under us?
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Rock, you think it's over?
It's just the aftershock.
Like this?
Exactly. All right. Everybody okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. My horse is too.
How about everybody else?
No.
McCaughlin, what's... Oh, it's Balt.
He must have landed on his leg wrong.
Scott, you want me to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?